Good evening, everyone. Good evening. You've tuned into Radiance by Design. This is Veronica Entwistle saying, golly gee, I still absolutely love that music by Amrita Cottrell. Amrita was an amazing situation where she had breast cancer the second time through. And through her guidance, she went off and she studied sound healing, music healing. She went to university and studied music. And she sang and sounded until she healed herself. Pretty amazing. So sitting here listening for the countdown to come on in, I'm listening to some of the music going, golly, I see why we picked that, because it's sending radiant sounds out to you and to me. Radiance by Design is all about you. It's like saying, if we radiate out, if we send out our thoughts and feelings in a radiant fashion, the more conscious we can be, the better it is in terms of manifesting the reality we want and bringing in some of the connections that we really want. I'm an intuitive and energy counselor, as most of you know, and I work with a wonderful group of guides and angels who have taught me a great deal and brought people like Amrita Cottrell to me, but also David DeLuca. Dave DeLuca was my guest on Paradigm Shifters on Tuesday night, and I loved that show too, because tonight I wanted to talk about being your real self. I wanted to talk about how so many times we're posturing and we're wanting to be something that we consider to be valuable. We're posturing with an identity that we think is going to make our way in the world instead of, what, radiating out our love, our respect. And as Deb O'Connor, who is coming in at 7:30 tonight with our astrological report, always says, if spirit, the universe has always got your back. But I think to operate with that, with the universe being at your back, you really have to be in touch within yourself with that incredible faith and love that says the universe has got me, got my back, and that I am loved and I'm protected and I can move my way through this life without being freaked out and scared. Hence, you're not radiating freaked out, scared, defensive. What kind of an identity do you have? What kind of an identity do I have? Let's look at our identities for a few moments and talk about releasing those identities so that we can achieve getting in touch with our real self. And I started mentioning Dave DeLuca, and he was actually, he wrote a book. He didn't write the book his book is called Sacred Jewels of Yoga. And he didn't actually write it, because what he did was he took poetry, our wonderful missives and writings from the original Vedanta. These are the scriptures from India that actually created the ongoing movement of yoga. Many of you have heard of yoga. It's a big fashion in America these days. But he said, you know, so many times people have lost control or lost contact with what initiated yoga. And basically what initiated it was the Vedanta, and I don't even know where these things begin and end, but anyway, the Vedanta, the Upanishads, the Bhagavad Gita. We had Jack Hawley here a while ago talking about the Bhagavad Gita, which is an ancient tome that gives you instructions on how to live. His poetry, Dave DeLuca's selection of poems that came from the original scriptures that created the yoga, has a poem on every day, each day of the week, or he doesn't have it marked as this is Tuesdays and that's Wednesdays. But each day you open it up and read a poem, and it really drops you into the understanding that you have a spirit self that's running through everything. So does the tree. So does the cow. All of life is one. We're all one. It's consciousness moving through all these different forms. And all of these poems that he has selected for us, compiled in this book, are really based on, or what you could read in them, is that they take you into the awareness that your real self is kind of a no-self, or a better way to put it is that your ego self, that's the self that's identified according to the reality of society in our world these days. Okay, your real self, called your ego self, balances itself out with the no self, which is the flow, the vibrational flow of wisdom, consciousness, and who you are. If you can balance those two things, then you can really get in touch with the objective flow of consciousness and have it observe, the great observer of what your ego self is all trapped in doing. And in that kind of awareness, what happens is your ego self has less drive. Those deep, deep driving ambitions that come from defense or reaction get reduced, get sort of mollified. And you get to flow into life with a much more radiant, loving self. Gee, I hope that made a lot of sense. And you're going to phone in. This is a call-in show all about you. I want you to call in and talk about who you are and what you're going through at this time. This is the time of the great shift. And it seems to me as I read this kind of thing, Sacred Jewels of Yoga, compiled by Dave DeLuca, it seems to me that during the shift, that centering and that awareness that we have a flow running through us, that means I was never born and I will never die, and I flow and flow and flow through all the illusions that life has to offer, all of that is a great way to move through the shift. The shift is, to me, shifting the way we hold our identity under certain circumstances. We shift the way we value money, station in life, all of that kind of stuff, in order to form a greedy or a tenacious or grabbing or an attaching sense of our reality. It's really fascinating. So I'm reading this ancient Indian stuff and going, golly, it's a great way to move out of our attachments, isn't it, and to flow through the time of the shift. How many of you notice that there's so many systems breaking down right now, and there's so much flagrant awareness, that your awareness is really up, isn't it, of how many flagrant deceptions there are that run the systems on this planet. And, of course, all we can do is drop inside of ourselves and relate to the deceptions and how we ourselves hold those deceptions and clear those and be a part of an absolute change in the illusions that run the species that we're in at this time. That's a lot. That's a big mouthful, isn't it? So why don't we... Oh, we have a caller. We'll take your call, but I really want to do us a collective meditation so we can all evolve together. You're on the air. Hi.
Hi. You know, I could wait. I was wondering if that was going to happen.
Why don't you wait a bit? We'll do a meditation because I like to set us up to be in community,
yes.
Vibrational community. Thank you.
Definitely.
But join us, please. So let's call in. Everybody close your eyes unless you're tipping on a foot, one foot or something. Close your eyes. Let's call in the presence and up over your head. See a golden ball, and below your spine, another golden ball, and drop a gold filament of light from the upper golden ball down through the spine into the lower golden ball. And now from the upper golden ball, drop a four-sided gold pyramid, and then upside down, meeting it at base to base, another golden pyramid, its point hits the lower golden ball. So you're inside of an octahedron, an eight-sided figure. Now, inside of that, there's a beautiful ball, a crystal ball, with all of its amazing colors, all shades, spectral shades. And inside of that, you're in a star tetrahedron, a three-dimensional Star of David. And start spinning and spinning and spinning. And as you're spinning and spinning and spinning, see in front of you a magical screen. And on that screen, we're going to put some movies of our creation. And the first movie is you, and it's what you want to become. And I always say the same thing. I want to be multidimensional. I want to come from the heart. Good. And then I want to see myself being that way. What is it you want to become? What is it you want to, well, evolve into? Good. And now when you feel like you've got your vision or your movie going the way you want it, wrap it in light and move it to the right. And now on the second screen, create a movie of something you want to create and design, a product that you want to make in the world. And some people want home and family and a house and whatever, and that's fine, a business, a movie, a book. What is it you want to produce? See yourself bringing all the pieces together and see the pieces coming to you. And now it's all assembled and it's working really well. And as you observe that and perhaps smile a little, you see the ongoing support, all the resources, the people, the money, the location, all of that comes. And so that it can be an ongoing situation. Yay! You feel a certain amount of joy and glee. And now the next screen is the Galactic Healing Center. And remember, each one of us has a team of healing beings standing all around a table, a beautiful healing table. And the first person that comes on, lies on the table, is you. And then the healing team works on you. Yeah, what is it they do? You might know what you want them to do, and you can ask them, do you have a sore hip? I have a sore leg, and my brain is dizzy, whatever. My heart needs to prepare or repair. Or else you can ask them, and they'll tell you what you need. That's right, and see the energies moving round and round you. And they might be telling you some things that you need to learn for yourself. Okay. Pay attention. And now wrap that scenario in light. Move it to the right. And now bring in somebody that needs healing and have them lay on this table. Because remember, this is magic, so your team can replicate themselves. They stand around the table. And then you ask for a healing for someone that you really care about that wants to have healing. In this case, I have an older man. He's in his 90s, and he's going through an awfully complicated time, which might mean his passing or might mean his temporary healing, and asking what they would like to do for him. Okay. Who have you got on your table? And as you feel that the energy is actually touching your patient, then you wrap them in light and move them to the right where the healing can continue. And have your team replicate themselves and stand around this table one more time. And then you bring in another person that needs healing. Now, in this case, I have somebody I don't even know. It's an older woman with a lot of bone problems. It's like she's having pains, and oh my goodness, she feels like she's even being tortured. Mm-hmm. In this case, they're working with her brain, her mind, and her spine. Mm-hmm. And who's on your table? And when you really feel like your client, your patient, is getting a lot of help, let's wrap her in light, move her to the right, and then another one. Oh my goodness, this one is very, these are people I don't even know, but they're just arriving on my healing table, and that's a good thing. When that happens, you know you're working with people and you're sending the highest out there. You're sending it out there to touch other people who have a similar frequency. In this case, it's a woman with cerebral palsy. Oh, it's actually a male. With cerebral palsy, who's suffering emotionally as well as physically. Enough said, and they're working on him. And again, they're working on his brain and his central nervous system. Mostly it's his brain and his feet. And how is it they're working? From my perspective, they're running energy all through this basic ganglion. And it's interesting because they're saying things like, he needs to understand that his purpose, which is clear to them, must clear itself up to him because he cannot release this much of this illness or this condition if he doesn't find the purpose of it. Mm-hmm. It's an aspect of his soul journey that's very powerful. And we'll wrap that in light, move it to the right. And I want to bring in some, bring in the fresh healing team. And this time we're going to get them to amp up their power by having realms and realms and realms of consciousness behind them. Good. And now we're bringing in a political situation. You know what I'd like to bring in is that, I was reading some stuff and it just it upset me, but I want to bring in the whole situation of the relationship between the oil industry, financial world, and I guess we could call it our enslavement, but also that the impact it's having on our planet. I want to bring that whole situation in and put it on our healing table. And remember, we have this immense healing team, so if you think your healing table is too small, make it bigger. This is magic, ladies and gentlemen, and you can do it. Okay, so let's make it really bigger. And let's see all the healing of many of the individuals who are, people are kind of blind people who are in certain situations. They have their nose to the grindstone. They want to accomplish a certain amount of perhaps income or security and so on. So they're kind of blind. Let's send some light rushing through many of the individuals in positions of designing and have their minds wake up, wake up. To an understanding, wake up. To an understanding of the reciprocal impact. Okay. And we'll see just shots of light running through many, many, many individuals, companies, investments, people's, I suppose, dull awarenesses of what it could all mean. And you can feel it's just buzzing there. And then wrap it all in light. We're just asking them all to wake up and move it to the right. And now call in a beautiful pink, kind of a salmon pink, radiant light. Call it in through the top of your head and out through your heart and then your hands. And send that salmon pink light of harmony to all the places in the world where there's war, bloodshed, greedy dominance, illness. Feel your hands just patting with some kind of peace around the world. And then have that light go round and round and round our planet, building up high frequencies of love and compassion. And more, going back to the shift, it's more of a win-win consciousness. That if all of us win, then all of us win. And like all these realms of consciousness, it is exponential. Let's just see our light going round and round the world to put seedlings, is it seedlings, or put fertilizer on that possibility of the shift. And then bring that light back around into your hands, into your heart, up through your head, and out into the great central sun. And now let's close off the healing center, the galactic healing center, zipper it shut, and jump back out into your star tetrahedron and start spinning and spinning and spinning again until you hop off and land in this world with me. And I know we have a caller who's been waiting so patiently. Thank you for joining us in our meditation, and you are on the air.
That was great.
Good, thank you. I feel like we all caused quite a bit of buzzing. Did you feel it?
Oh, yeah, very much so.
Good. And what's your name?
Oh, I'm sorry, this is Lisa.
Hi, Lisa. Of course, we've talked before. I'm glad you phoned in.
Yes, I think I called you like a month ago.
Well, it's time for an update, girl.
Well, I'm still currently looking for work, but I do think you said something about revealing yourself, like not being who you think you should be and actually allowing yourself to show up truly as who you are.
Right.
Am I right?
Yes,
or am
you
I paraphrasing?
Are. You're absolutely right. And have you been applying for lots of jobs?
Not recently. I think last month was a lot busier for me than August has been.
Mm-hmm.
But I have been writing. I do theater, but I also write. And I dance as well. And I guess my question would be, since I feel like I'm starting to, like, show my stuff to the world in a completely new way.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to just know, is this final episode here that I feel like I'm going through, is this going to allow me now to start working? Because I'm ready for a real, regular job in my profession.
Well, now, hang on a sec. Tell me this. Do you think that you can market something you've written? Because there's something to do with the full moon. The time of the full moon is something you started then, which is going to bring you a job. What was that?
Yeah, it was something very weird. I feel like I channeled this script that weekend. It just came out of me.
Well, honey, I think it's going to go. You know a man, you've got an agent, or you have a man friend who has an agent. There's an agent here.
Actually, I don't. I just left my last agent, and I'm sitting here like, okay, well, what should be my next move? How should I go about doing this?
Okay, it's kind of mushy to me, except that I'm seeing a fellow who is not a lover or anything, and he has a connection. It's like you're going to go tumbling through the next little period of time if you continue to reach out and connect with somebody who's going to read that and go, holy crap, we should get that out there. And this person knows how to, I don't know what the subject is. Is it a spiritual one? Because this person knows how to get money for that particular genre.
Mm. It's got elements of spirituality in it, but it's not necessarily just that.
Does it have a certain kind of spice to it?
Yeah. It's like a little love triangle sort of comedy, but it's, the characters are very spiritual, and so it loops that in.
Oh, good. Because they're saying that there's a real hook there for bringing it in to an arena that would really get a big bang out of it. But you got some helpers ready to do that with you. I think just doing it that weekend seems to have given it quite a lot of light, darling. Yeah. Yeah, it looks like you're going to come along with that. And you said you want a regular job. I think you're going to get a part-time job pretty soon, but I don't think you'd want a regular job as much as you'd like to do more scripting and performing and all that. Am I right about that?
Yes. I mean, even if it was just a regular job in theater or something in that vein.
Well, I think you're going to get a regular half-time job or something bizarre, which is in a little bit of a, it's more of a,
okay.
If it's in theater, it's in a kind of an administrative role. But it doesn't look like it's full-time, but it looks like it's enough to cover your base, your monthly nut, you know?
That's good.
But you don't like it that well. You seem to want to do your own thing. And still, it's relieving, isn't it, to have a job?
Yeah, just mentally. And I hope it's not all administrative. That would be boring.
It's only half-time. You're going to be doing a lot of, like, writing and performing stuff the other half of the time. So it looks like your finances are going to start to get itself together. And that's just before the end of August and in the first 2 weeks of September, I would say. But I'm cynical about my own sense of time. So you have to take me with a grain of salt or with a sense of humor.
Okay.
And Deb O'Connor, who's coming on pretty soon with the astrological report, said we need our sense of humor over the way the skies are going right now.
Yeah, the Mercury retrograde has been very interesting, but it's good to know that it's going to let up soon.
I don't know about letting up, because what you're doing is digging out of yourself some new levels of some old skills. And isn't that a Mercury retrograde kind of thing?
That's interesting that you're saying that. Yeah, that is true.
And honey, I think you're going to be, and I will have to go here, but I think you're going to be finding your way in your job, part-time work, part-time creativity, which leads to money. I think you're coming to that right now. What's your birthday? Are you a September person?
Oh, no, not till February.
Okay, well, September's a really big month for you.
Oh, good.
Yeah, so I would just like, why not just absolutely believe, capital B. And I expect you to call in and tell us what's going on.
Oh, yes, definitely. I will definitely keep you posted. Thank you for your insight.
And thanks for being patient with us, Lisa, and joining our meditation.
Yes, no problem. I'm going to continue to listen. Thank you.
Thank you, darling. All right. And now we're going to be looking for Deb O'Connor, talking about astrology and what's going on. I think she's going to talk about Mercury retrograde, and she's got a wonderful, wonderful bulletin, her full moon in Aquarius bulletin.
Hi,
and I'll let her talk about that. Are you there?
I'm here.
You are there. I'm just going to read the numbers, but I'd rather talk to you, so let's go.
Are you sure? Do you want to go ahead and read the numbers so everybody has them, and then we can talk?
Okay, I'll read 888-627-6008, 888-627-6008. But I think we'll let Deb talk without interruptions right now, and you can call right as soon as she's finished. So let's talk to you about what's going on.
Well, I'm not sure where we should begin, but I guess maybe a quick little note about Mercury retrograde, because I heard you talking about it just a few minutes ago and saying, you know, what you and I talked about earlier, which is that it always brings back issues from, you know, the past, sort of, which can also mean just things that need more resolution. But a lot of times we'll find ourselves running into people that we haven't seen for just forever. I mean, even just bumping into somebody in the grocery store that you haven't seen in 5 years. Kind of goofy little things like that happen with Mercury retrograde. But the deeper resonance of that is that the pieces that come up that really need us to return to them so that we can... And so what you were just talking about was a perfect example of that, I think.
She was looking for a job, but she needs to dredge up some... Mm-hmm. Or she needs to respond to some of her old material, huh?
Right, and you know, you and I were talking earlier today about how you were saying, now, isn't the... this was a conversation you and I had earlier, where you said, well, isn't it true that the Pluto-Uranus square that goes all the way till 2023, doesn't that dredge it up? And I was saying that that'll be dredging up stuff for the next decade. But the thing that's so cool about things like Mercury retrograde, or the fact that Mars has just now moved into a square to these planets, is that these faster planets come along, and they give us, it's like they give us footnotes. It's like they're saying, here's a particular kind of energy that the Uranus-Pluto square wants us to take a look at right now. And with this, the Sun in Leo, and then we had Aquarian full moon on Saturday, we've gotten a lot of information about a sense of entitlement or sort of a sense where sometimes we feel like we'd like to be a little bit braver in any situation. And with the moon in Aquarius, it always has to do with the courage, has, you know, wanting to be braver, find a little bit more courage around issues that have to do with our own authenticity again. So so it's an Aquarius moon, but we're still working with a square of Uranus and Pluto, and Uranus rules Aquarius. So
but wait a minute, is it that we'd be braver because of the Leo? Because of Leo?
Yeah, Leo is a lot about courage. Leo has asked us to be very brave, but very often we would rather relax into sort of... too much play, and Leo says, please play, please keep your sense of humor, please remember that too much seriousness is not going to help all this. I mean, too much sort of almost manic seriousness, too much hard work almost isn't going to, but the shadow of that Leo energy is that sometimes we decide that we'd rather not deal with things, so we just moving to a place of just sort of laziness. And that, but the Aquarius piece of it on the full moon had so much to do with everybody just really getting hits around where we feel like we've got ourselves in situations or groups where we just don't feel, we feel a little off, or we feel a little bit like we don't quite belong, but we're trying really hard to belong. And that full moon was showing a lot of us where we need to go ahead and just say, you know, this is just not my tribe. This is just not the group where I really fit. And the other thing that you and I were talking about today was how sometimes a lot of us will try earlier in our lives to fit in places where if we did fit in, we'd be bored silly.
That's for sure.
But we try to fit in anyway because, you know, we think that's what we're supposed to do.
Well, because
are you getting
belong,
that feedback,
don't you think?
We want to belong, but I think that what Aquarius and Uranus are teaching us right now is to refine our sense of where to belong. We want to make sure that we're belonging in a place where the people that we're around are, we're feeling like our energy systems are nourished and supported and encouraged instead of just sucked at or drained. And it's
and you
draining
cannot, you
to try to belong in a group.
And you cannot be authentic if you're in a state, in
right.
a constant state of defense.
That's right. And the whole point of all this is authenticity. And I think that for a lot of people, when I say that, when you say we need to be more authentic, it's almost like a puzzlement. It's almost like, well, I think I know what that means, but everybody is really being given a huge tutorial right now on what real authenticity means. And it means that we don't have to try to belong in places where we don't belong. That we've been told we should try to belong. And, you know, and you and I are lucky because we don't have to go into an 8-to-5 every day. I mean, I've done that. You've done that. But when you're in a job situation like that and you feel like you've got to somehow try to fit in, I think that's just about as painful as anything gets. And the best bet for everybody, I still believe this, is to go ahead and be who you are, and if nobody wants to have lunch with you, at least they'll find you to be very interesting and actually very brave. Which is sort
that.
Of the point. Well, haven't you ever been in situations like that? I remember a job I had in college, and everybody who was in the secretarial pool, because this was back in the late 60s, it was a secretarial pool, and there were still terms like that used, and they all, you know, they watched the same TV shows, and they had conversations about the children, and I was a college student, I didn't have a TV, and I was in art school, and I just didn't fit in there, and I finally realized I'd go in there and sit down, nobody would talk to me, to just go take a nap for 15 minutes during that break, because it felt so much better than trying to fit into that group of people. Anyway.
Didn't you ever sort of look around and think, where did all these people come from? I can't even imagine what they're thinking. I used to think that when I was quite small.
Yeah.
And that's a big clue.
Yeah.
I mean, we're talking about being authentic. And when you feel that dissonance or that complete weirdness, then you know you don't belong there. That's a big clue. It's more than a clue, isn't it?
It's really a gorgeous kind of bell in the head. Please, this is not your tribe. And I think people are learning. We all learn. I mean, I'm about as old as God, so I've been learning this for a while, and I'm finally starting to get it, is that there really is a tribe out there for every one of us. There is a really beautiful group of people who are going to resonate with us and at the heart level and the psyche level, but we have to walk away from the places where we've done that in order to encounter that. It's not going to just come along if we stay safe in some group that doesn't work.
Well, and you do
or
refer to it
in some relationship.
In your writing on the full moon, you do refer to it as being kind of pushed into the communal consciousness, which is essentially what you're saying,
mm-hmm.
isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You think the shift is pushing us to communal consciousness?
Yeah, I think we're in it. I mean, I actually think we're always in communal consciousness, but we're not always conscious of it. You know what I mean? It's like it's running through everything and everyone all the time. Everybody's got Uranus in their chart, in their natal chart somewhere. But whether or not we tune into that level of consciousness, that's what we're being pushed toward right now, is being awake, awakening to it. It's there already.
So that means awakening to where we ought to be and who we ought to be with?
It means awakening to what we are. So, you know, like that's that inner integrity. To that, you know, for instance, I wasn't one of the people in the coffee clutch in the secretarial pool, but I kept trying to fit into it. But once I, this is just a simplistic example. Once I woke up to the fact that this is not who I am. I am not one of them. There's nothing wrong with any of them. I just don't fit with them because I'm not that. I'm something else. My perspective and my interests are other than this. So maybe I should just try to discover what my perspectives and my interests are for me. And then once you start to do that, people start to come in that share those. You know, a long time ago you told me, I bet 20 years ago at least, you were telling me that if we want to attract to us people who are vibrating from the same place, we have to be vibrating at a higher frequency. So the more we dumb ourselves down to fit in somewhere, the less apt we are to have somebody come toward us that's going to come, you know, the people we want to attract in, they're not going to, they don't recognize us if our energy is dumbed down.
That's right. And now, it's sort of interesting to me because I'm going, well, here on the planet, the value structure has not been community conscious off and on for quite a while, has it? Is that what's shifting with this, with the way things are going now? Would you say that that vibration is really, you know what I'm saying, more prominent now?
Yeah, really prominent now. And I think there's a lot of the alchemical going on, so that people are being asked to literally turn themselves from lead into gold. And that's just a metaphor. But anything that's leaden in us, which is keeping us kind of weighted down, and those kinds of things are things like shame and fear, you know, the obvious ones we talk about all the time. But they're leaden. And if we can identify them and see where they are, like, for instance, you know, you want to be part of a group or you want to be with a particular person, but it just doesn't feel right. It's not working. It hasn't worked. It's still not working. The only way to turn that around is to do the alchemy of saying, this is not working. I'm going to walk away from this. I can't be who I am in this situation, so it makes me feel heavier than I am.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that this is sort of a sideways answer to your question, but when I was living in Portland, I felt as if the community there was shifting so fast and so beautifully, and I know it is in Bellingham too. And I could see it in bits and pieces here in Montana, and I could see it in bits and pieces and fits and starts in California. But the community itself is becoming pretty extraordinary, but we have to watch for it because it's not the whole community. There are still people holding up in the hotels, holding people hostage with guns and things like that.
Charming.
No, I mean, it just happened in San Rafael last night. Anyway,
I didn't know about
down
that.
Yeah, Catherine said, oh, my God, Mom, it took me 2 hours to get from the Golden Gate Bridge to home, and it's about a 10-minute drive from the Golden Gate Bridge into San Rafael.
Oh,
anyway, but so people are still doing crazy, but there's still such a gorgeous community building itself right now that all we have to do is basically walk away from what holds us back and holds us so that we can see the new gorgeous conscious communities that are coming, becoming larger energetically.
Well, I love that. I really love that. I really believe in it as well, that that we're meeting more and more people who are like-minded and wanting to make a huge shift. I think it's very exciting.
The thing about the Uranus-Pluto square is that there's no way back toward what we were doing before. So the sooner that any one of us says to ourselves, everything that no longer fits me, it's somebody else's glove or it's somebody else's suit, it doesn't work for me, the sooner that we do that, the faster the shift will happen. Like, we're all a part of this. The communities can't become powerful until each one of us empowers ourselves.
Mm-hmm. And keeps a sense of humor while we're at it.
And keeps a great big old sense of humor while we're at it.
Okay, well, let's be stand-up comics. I haven't been funny enough yet. Well, thank you so much, Deb. I loved your... Is it a monthly or is it a biweekly bulletin that you send out?
It's twice a month for each moon, new moons and full moons. But I don't talk just about the moons. I talk about everything that happens to be going on energetically at the time of either the full or the new moon. And those are at www.lovedogdesign.com. It's lovedogdesign.com, and you just have to go to the blog. They're on
All
the blog
right.
link.
This is the blog. I just wanted to say one more thing about Mercury retrograde. So it seems like it's mm-hmm. a really, you mentioned how issues are coming up to be dealt with, right? And as you're trying to be more and more authentic, I just want to remind everybody that that's one of the greatest assets of this time, isn't it? That you really get to see where you're blocking your authenticity or what's holding you back
right.
from the olden days, right?
Yeah, and the fact that this Mercury is retrograde in Leo, the Sun's in Leo and Mercury's retrograde in Leo, really gives personal courage.
You have to repeat that because your phone's going in and out.
Oh, sorry. Because this Mercury is retrograde in Leo, it gives us a chance to see where we have issues around our sense of personal courage, where we might be a little bit braver, where when a situation comes along that we need a lot of courage, that our first instinct might be, because Mercury's retrograde, to just get a little lazy around that. And I don't mean that as an insult to any of us, because we're up against some really tough stuff. But it's a good time to look at, wait a minute, would I rather just relax and go turn on the tube, or am I going to confront this? You know, Leo says, wrap your courage up to full bore, if you can. Because
right.
we need that right now. We need to be brave, like little lionesses.
All right, we need
okay.
to remind each other. When we meet each other in our own mirror, then we're on it. We're in community, and we're going to be brave.
Yeah, and we're going to laugh. About it, no matter what.
I'm up for that, Deb. Thank you so much. So it's Deb at Love Dog Design. If you want to write to Deb, or just check out her website, lovedogdesign.com. Wonderful bunch of information. Thank you.
Thank you so much, and good night.
Good night. Again, thank you. Have a wonderful time out there, Montana.
Thank you.
This is Veronica Entwistle saying you're listening to Radiance by Design, and that was Deb O'Connor with Love Dog Design talking about astrological stuff and way more. Call in if you'd like to. We're at 888-627-6008, 888-627-6008. Tonight we're talking about anything you want to talk about and what it takes to become truly who you are and really authentic, and I just love to see so many of you doing that. And I see, you know, I'm thinking of a particular person right now who, ironically, she was in a relationship in which the husband doesn't want her to change and grow. He says, you know, this is it. We're married, we have our kids, and everything is the way it's supposed to be. And she's feeling short of breath, stifled, frightened, frustrated, can't breathe, can't dream, can't think, and watching it. And you and I know that all of us would really love to have long-term relationships, and you and I know that when you're a really good person, you want to commit when you commit and so on. But watching her, and the guides were showing in this discussion how her inside, her soul was just ripping because she has to grow. And her partner, if there's an intolerance in any community, be it a community of two or a community of ten, where there's a real intolerance for you to grow and awaken and move out of the way your belief structure's been over the last maybe 30 years, who knows, you really have to do something about it, because guess what? You can start getting sick. So this person is developing terrible digestive situations, body pain, and all kinds of things, and is very frightened because she tends to be a commitment person, somebody who really loves and wants to carry on loving, still loves her husband. But it's interesting, the guide said you really can't stay in the situation unless he can open to your needing to grow. And so far, that's been a big no. So still, in our civilization, even though we think that the divorce rate is slowing down, it looks like in many of these situations of the time of the shift, there are many people coming apart in relationships because they cannot meet the drive to deepen their authenticity in the context of their community of relationship. It's pretty interesting. Thank you for your call. You're on the air.
Hey, Veronica. It's Rebecca. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you, Rebecca?
I'm doing good. I'm just calling into kind of mull over a situation. I'm currently working part-time at a company, and they have a new position coming open, which is a full-time position. And I'm not too sure if that would be in my best interest to go into a full-time position. And I was wondering if you had any thoughts on that.
Well, Rebecca, are you doing a lot of writing? I'll tell you why I said that is you need creative time as well.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking what's going to happen is that you're going to get like a three-quarter job, which you'd like better financially.
Yeah.
And it sets you up in the company a bit better. But you need time for your creativity. Or talking about this person in the relationship, if your relationship with your job prevents your creativity, you are going to get cranky as can be.
Yeah, I was kind of wondering that because I have, you know, free time and I really like that, but I could use a little bit more income. So, okay.
Well, the guides jump immediately and go three-quarter time would be perfect for you. And what is something you're writing, honey, stick to it. It's going to be good.
Yeah, actually, I'm not writing anything, so that's quite interesting.
Have you ever written?
Just periodically in journals and stuff like that, but...
Well, you got something that's very creative. It looks like writing to me. Maybe it isn't. Maybe it's a story you're going to tell or something. But there's something that I can almost hold in my hands that needs to come up and out and be produced and recognized. And it comes out of you at a very deep level.
Cool.
Yeah, you're a very interesting soul. So thank you for your call. Is that good? Is there anything else you wanted to ask?
No, just kind of... reaffirming, you know, because like I said, it's trade-off. You know, I can be making a great salary, but then I lose a lot of my freedom. So I'm then going to be paying for things to take care of myself, if that makes sense. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no benefits, you mean.
Yeah, having a housekeeper, having someone make meals. You know what I mean? Because I'll never be home. So, okay.
Well, it's really interesting. You're a very interesting soul. And if you don't think you're a writer or creative wizard, you will be, and having not a full-time job is going to afford you the opportunity.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Thanks for your call. I hope you'll phone back and let us know what happened.
You bet. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Okay, bye.
Hello. You're on the air.
Hello, Veronica. This is Diane.
Hi, Diane. How you doing?
I'm doing good.
Your light is really powerful tonight.
So I thought I'd just call it. Huh?
I said your light is very powerful tonight. You've got really interesting lines of red and green and white and gold.
I just went through a big transformation.
Woohoo!
Piece. Yeah. It was really pretty beautiful. You know, I'm a Virgo, so my birthday is coming up, and Mercury is my planet, and it's retrograde, and I was born under Mercury retrograde anyway, so usually they're not that rough, but this last week around the full moon was kind of rough, but it was mostly, it seemed like it was like past life stuff, and it was like a whole rebalancing between several different energy cycles, like the male and the female. There was like a need to the sort of the group consciousness thing about the abuse of the male towards the female, and the female needed to forgive the male, and so that the male could, you know, relax and submit kind of to the feminine.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a part where I watched this movie, The Magdalene Sisters, which is about the Magdalene laundries that were run by the nuns in Ireland, and, you know,
I remember that movie.
There.
That was something.
Yeah, it was really powerful, and I had a lot of cellular memory and stuff come up for me, and what I kind of saw was that, you know, we all have kind of, like, giving and receiving as a cycle. There's also kind of an abuse and victim cycle that goes on in people's lives, and, you know, when you tell yourself you're stupid, that's sort of the abuser, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, any of our addictions, whatever they are, those, you know, are abuse cycles. And what I saw was that was for the victim, for the victim, you know, at some point, you know that you're innocent, or there's, you know, you have a claim, an opening to get out of that because you're innocent. But with the abuser, there's really no, you're guilty. So it's hard to forgive yourself for that. And when I saw the painful expression of the abuser, it was like my heart just really opened up, and I just saw the pain of it and forgave it. Mm. And it was like an opening to also to the, you know, the divine male aspect of spirit, because there was a certain holding back from that connection because of religious, you know, beliefs or
misuse of authority kind of thing.
Yeah, and authority issues. It was a big conflict within me that has been resolving little by little. But it just gave me so much compassion and understanding for myself and forgiving myself for being so hard on myself. And also, you know, people out in the world that maybe aren't, you know, being nice, but they're doing the best they can from the consciousness that they're trapped in, the awareness that they have at the time. So that was like, well, that was just huge. It just is still unfolding. Really, today I was in a meeting at work, and the general is very harsh, and I've been repatterning the energy around there, so it's gotten lighter. But today it was pretty heavy, and as he was like kind of brutalizing the participants in the meeting, I was like going, okay, this is just part of my abuser victim field, you know, my energy that's being projected out there. And I just went, you know, into like being present and forgiving and accepting that part of myself. And so it was very, very powerful. And in doing that, what came in was, you know, compassion for myself and an ability to start honoring myself, even those parts of myself that I don't want to acknowledge or be present to. And just really embracing the whole of life and myself. Really incredibly
wonderful.
So
oh,
it was a little painful, but fabulous. So anyway, my question is, what do you see for me around my birthday month or my new year?
I see a real unfoldment. Actually, I told you at the beginning you have all these different colors and they're kind of in lines. And there's a wad down at the belly area, you know, down around the bladder area. And I see the whole thing kind of bursting into much more of a harmonious, you know, it's like the colors, instead of being in lines, will be in kind of swirls, and there will be a greater presentation of your resonance over the next, I would say, 3 months in incremental levels. And I think it's going to make you feel much happier, rejoicing, and much freer than you've ever felt in your life, or maybe many lifetimes. There's there's kind of a leadership that's going to change into a more feminine leadership, if you know what I mean, a softer kind of thing. And it looks like you're going to be a lot happier. Oh, and when I say that, I want to say that that doesn't mean that life is going to be easier on the planet, but you'll be more happy in the middle of it, and that'll help other people be at ease. And I'm getting the high sign that I have to get off the air right now.
Okay.
But I hope to talk to you before
nice
your birthday.
You.
Pardon?
Yeah. I said it was nice connecting with you.
It's wonderful, Diane. I hope to hear from you again, honey. Good night. So this is Veronica Entwistle saying thank you so much. What a rousing number of callers. I've enjoyed myself thoroughly, and I see that we're all embodying the shift in our various ways. Let's keep on going. Let's keep kicking our feet and moving into great community consciousness. Tune in on Tuesday night to Paradigm Shifters. I don't know who my interviewee is. I've got several calls out there. And I hope some of you enjoyed Dave DeLuca and will give me some feedback if you'd like a reading with me or a session. It's Veronica at VeronicaEntwistle.com. That's Veronica at VeronicaEntwistle.com. Stay tuned at the top of the hour. Jackie Salvitti with ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness comes back after a little sojourn with her health and putting it all back together. I'm sure looking forward to it and her amazing team. Much love. Many, many blessings. Thank you for listening to Radiance by Design.